Passover begins at sunset tonight, and at countless seders, Jews will tell the story of the Exodus, of a people leaving behind everything they knew and wandering in search of a promised land. For Jews who fled the war in Ukraine, it's a story they are right in the middle of, Dina Prichep reports.
The decision to leave home is not an easy one. Olena Khalina was in Kharkiv when the war started. Russian planes dropped bombs right outside.
This sound is something I even cannot find the word because it's like super low and super noisy and your house is just trembling.
In the Passover story, the Hebrew people leave Egypt with almost no notice. The unleavened matzah symbolizes the fact that bread didn't even have time to rise. Khalina found out about a bus out of town 2 days before it left. But still,
home is your friends, home is your family, home is your job. But everything that you can take with you is just a backpack or suitcase. And you should put all your home in it. So it's impossible. And you're living everything that is just valuable for you.
Khalina is traveling from her temporary home in Prague to spend Passover with Ukrainian friends who've landed in Berlin. And to remind her of home, she keeps singing an old Ukrainian song about love and springtime and things blooming again.
Знов зозулі голос чути в лісі, ластівки гніздечко звисі.
Across Europe, across the world, Ukrainian refugees will attend Passover Seders. And they'll tell the story of wandering while they're refugees themselves.
In shelters, in refugee camps, or synagogues, doesn't matter. We will celebrate anyway.
Julia Gries is the rabbi of Temple Shirat Hayam in Odessa. She's now staying with a congregation in Oldenburg, Germany. She'll be at a Seder there and leading one via Zoom with the rabbi of Kyiv for Ukrainian refugees across the world, or who may still be sheltering back home, so that together they can stop and sort of step out of time.
To eat matzah and bitter herbs and drink 4 cups of wine. And of course, we'll share our dreams to better times.
At many seders, these traditional symbols will be joined by new ones to draw clear parallels between Pharaoh's army and Russian forces. Olive branches for peace. Beets and sunflowers for Ukraine itself. Boris and Victoria Fichtman were away from their native Odessa when the war started. They traveled from Hungary to Romania to Moldova and only just reunited with their 3-year-old daughter.
I don't know what to что будет в будущем.
What will be in future?
In future.
Tomorrow. Even we don't know what will be tomorrow.
Next year in Jerusalem is the last line of the traditional Seder. Jerusalem is more than a physical place. It's an idea, when things will be restored. From Germany to the Czech Republic to Moldova, these refugees are grateful for everyone who's welcomed them. But it's not the promised land. And when this year's Seder ends for Julia Gries and Olena Khalina and Boris and Victoria Fichtman,
I will say, next year in a peaceful Ukraine.
Next year in for Ukraine.
В следующем году будем свободными людьми.
Next year we will be free people.
Ukrainian people.
And they hope to reach that promised land well before next year. For NPR News, I'm Dina Prichep.